still. What was he, an ambulance driver, doing in a car with a big-deal doctor like Nicholas Taggart? Why hadn't Dr. Nick asked one of the doctors at the clinic if they knew of a cabin to rent? They could have found him a place on 5 acres, near a movie theater and something called a bistro. Carl couldn't figure out why Dr. Nick wanted to stay in a derelict cabin, but he did know why the man wanted to hide out. Stephanie Benning, old Doc Benning's youngest and meanest daughter. About 9 months ago, long-legged, long-haired Stephanie had come back from some place with a French name, the ink still wet on her divorce papers, taken one look at Dr. Nick Taggart's movie star good looks, and gone after him like there was no tomorrow. Of course, everyone in the office knew that she wasn't after his looks. Her last husband had been the clone of a toad. She knew that Dr. Nick was from money. Real money. Big money. He didn't know anyone in the office knew about his family's worth, but they did. 10 minutes on the internet, and the news was out. More of a secret was what Stephanie Benning was really like. Only the locals in the clinic knew that she'd been a selfish, hateful child, and she hadn't changed as she got older. Somehow, she'd managed to fool Dr. Nick for 8 whole months before he broke up with her. Of course, Stephanie told everyone in her father's clinic that she'd been the one to break it off. She'd said that Dr. Taggart had used her, then thrown her away like an old handbag. She'd wept so prettily that everyone, except the locals, believed her. She'd even made a big deal about the yellow diamond Dr. Nick had given her because he'd asked for it back. She'd whined that no gentleman would demand the return of jewels given to a lady. One of the women in the office said the rock was worth at least $1 million and belonged to Dr. Nick's family.
"I noticed she kept that big dinner ring he gave her," Lucy in reception had snipped.
"And the sapphire earrings," someone else said.
"And the pearl necklace."
"All she had to give back was that big yellow diamond and the key to the ball and chain she'd clamped around him."
Everyone had fallen over in laughter. But the physicians on the staff at the Benning Clinic had believed everything Stephanie had said about Dr. Nick. Overnight, words like gentleman, honor, and integrity were overheard, as though Nick Taggart didn't have these qualities. The locals had tried to defend him, but they couldn't say much. After all, Stephanie's father signed their paychecks. One of the women tried to get Dr. Nick to defend himself and tell the truth about what Stephanie was like. They didn't know the details of the breakup, but they were sure he'd found out that all she wanted was his money. But Dr. Nick wouldn't defend himself. He bore the looks from the other doctors and the whispered comments without flinching. Even when Stephanie threw one of her spoiled brat tantrums in front of the entire staff and the waiting patients, he still didn't defend himself. The locals were split down the middle about his silence. Half said he was an idiot, and the other half said he was a hero out of a storybook. So 3 nights ago, when Carl had returned from a late run and Dr. Nick had been alone in his office, Carl hadn't been shocked when Dr. Nick asked if he knew of a cabin to rent, a place to get away for a few days. But a cabin that would suit the likes of a man with the doctor's pedigree was out of Carl's league. Carl had just smiled.
"The only place I know of is my brother Leon's house. It's fallen down enough that you could call it a cabin, and it is on a lake."
"Sounds great. When will your brother be away so I can rent it?"
"He'll be gone for about 12 more years," Carl said, still smiling. "If he behaves himself, that is." "Look, Doc, I was just kidding. You do not want to rent Leon's place. It's horrible. The house is a pigsty, and it's got a big barn that looks like it's going to fall down any minute." "The truth is, atomic bombs wouldn't hurt that barn, but that's neither here nor there. Now, across the lake, just on the other side, are some really nice houses. I bet if you called a realtor..."
"How far from here is your brother's cabin?"
"A couple of hours. But, Doc..."
"Is it vacant now? Is it furnished?"
"Sort of," Carl said,
then got louder, firmer. He needed to stop this now.
"You cannot rent Leon's place, Doc. It's awful. My brother has only one interest in his life, and that's his truck. He dedicated every penny he could earn, steal, or con somebody out of on that truck. He's in prison now because he robbed 3 gas stations just so he could buy a spare transmission and a transfer case."
Carl could see that Dr. Nick wasn't listening to him.
"Does the roof leak?"
"No," Carl said patiently. "I look after..."